Mark, when you come in looking at the Anaheim game to this game here, it stands out? Maybe just the chance where you weren't getting a lot going and then all of a sudden things kind of worked out for your club at the end of the night, or how did you see it?
Yeah, you know, nothing was going in for us, but we stuck to our game and, you know, we didn't stray from it at all, being down one goal and, you know, got a late goal and then happy to get the extra point in overtime, but that's just a matter of sticking to our game plan for the full 60 minutes.
Moving into the challenge now that San Jose presents, what's the biggest thing when you look at the Sharks club?
Well, they definitely are, you know, they have potent offense. You know, with a guy on the back end like Burns, they're definitely going to be dangerous, and it's going to be a tough game for sure.
Their power play, they now have two units that can really be dangerous. Obviously, is the discipline factor a big one for you in this one?
Yeah, against every team. You know, there's a lot of teams in the league that have potent power plays, and this is definitely one of them, and we definitely have to be aware of that.
You look at a team like San Jose that's got kind of that split of they're so good on the road, and then at home, for whatever reason, their record's only 17-19-3. Is there anything you guys can do to kind of get at their confidence early?
Just be on them early, you know, stick to our game plan early and you know, try to you know, kill the will early is the biggest thing. But, you know, for us, we're going to go out and play our same game plan. We're not going to stray from it. We're not going to change anything different because we're playing San Jose opposed to any other team. We're just going to continue to play our game and focus on doing that.
Well, that's the part of developing where your franchise wants to go, right? You just have to stick to it, and sticking to it is something that happens a lot with teams that don't make it. They don't always do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. When teams try to change their game and try to reinvent the wheel because things aren't going right in a game, that's the number one problem. You get away from your game plan, you know, you start chasing the game a little bit. So for us, it's sticking to our game plan the entire 60 minutes and not straying from it at all.